Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and God is still in the miracle working business. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. And this week, we have been getting into a message based on a verse of scripture found in Ephesians, the 6th chapter, verse 13, where Paul is talking about taking the whole armor of God and that we can withstand the evil day against the wiles of the devil. He says, "Wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." That implies there is a period, once having obeyed this command, taking, and he lists what the whole armor is. I won't take the time to read it in verses 14 through 18. But there is, once we have done that, in order to withstand the works of darkness, there is something that we yet need to do, and that's, having done all what we're commanded, to stand. And that's the point of this message I've been sharing and getting into in the next subsequent days, to share with you what it means, what we are being exhorted to do in this passage of Scripture. And I have seven aspects, or attributes, if you will, of this important aspect of our spiritual warfare, which is long-suffering or patience. The King James translates that fruit of the Spirit in Galatians 5:22 is long-suffering. Newer translations, modern translations, like the NIV, translate that word as patience, so I've used them interchangeably. And so we were looking at the importance of, we've looked at, first of all, that it's a command, that it's a byproduct of trials, and we have been, in fact, just about concluded sharing that, and there are other aspects I want to share with you, but I do want to just be sensitive to the Holy Spirit. As I was preparing to come on this broadcast, the Lord wanted me to address a trial that some of you are going through right now, and that is battling the spirit of fear, and that's perhaps one of the most difficult enemies we have to face. It takes many forms. Sometimes it's outright terror. If there was, you know, extreme calamity or danger to life of yourself or a loved one, or it takes lesser, milder forms, such as worry, such as anxiety, and a very acceptable form of fear is stress, which many people experience. Why? Because for the Christian, it means that we're not allowing God's peace to reign in our hearts, that we're anxious, we're upset, we're nervous about something not getting done, or not the ability not to fulfill or maintain a responsibility, whatever it would be. There, the word tells us clearly, whatever variation you're experiencing, it has torment. I mean, to be stressed, sometimes we go through things that is just one battle after another. Like, imagine what Job, one messenger after another to share the terror, and his was calamity, loss of family, loss of possessions, loss of servants, his reputation. I mean, it was all across the board, and then ultimately even his physical health and well-being. But God, nonetheless, if you know the book of Job, he was blessed twice as more than he ever experienced when he was walking in the blessings of God, that hedge that God had round about him. So I want to just pray, Father, in Jesus' name right now, those that are going through this testing, fear. Lord, your word says fear hath torment, and I come against the works of darkness. I rebuke this spirit of fear in all of its manifestations, and I claim deliverance. Lord, I stand on the very strong, powerful word of God that says you've not given to us a spirit of fear. Lord, it's not from you. It is from the enemy. You've not given us that spirit of fear. You've given us instead a spirit of power and of love and a sound mind. Lord, the fears that are so rampant in the world today, Lord, we have a sound mind because we know what the word says. Why? We know what truth is. we're not affrighted by the calamities that present itself in the news because we know there is one who is in control of world events, even though it doesn't look like it. So, Father, right now, I release peace. I take authority over this agitation and anxiety, and Lord, I release the very peace of the Lord right now. Just take a deep breath, beloved, and receive the peace that God wants to give you right now. For the Spirit of the Lord would say, my child, though I came into the world to impart my peace to you, not as the world gives, give I unto you. And you will know a rest for your soul. You will know that I keep you from all evil. No evil shall befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. Because I have invited you, I have brought you to dwell within the secret place of the Most High. Beloved, my words are true. So fret not and fear not. Look not at the circumstances, but allow the faith of God, which I have imparted to you, to well up in your heart, to know that even in the midst of trials and battles, all things are working for your good. So you shall fear no evil, for I am with you. My rod and my staff, they comfort you. My very word, my instruction, my promises are meant to comfort you. So receive right now, says the Lord, my peace, which I infuse into you, not just into your spirit, but into your mind, into your emotions, even to your body. I pray for the very anointing of God right now. Thank you, Lord, for the way you're ministering. I release that anointing, even on the physical level of their bodies, that every bit of stress, that every bit of tension shall go. And Father, we hearken to your word. We thank you, Lord, that your word is true and that there is no lying or darkness or deception in you. And Father, I thank you now for deliverance and for the joy of the Lord, which is our strength. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I've been ministering about the importance of patience and long-suffering in our trials, and that patience is a byproduct of trials. We see that in Romans 5 and 3, in James 1, verses 2 and 3, and in Hebrews, the 12th chapter, verses 5 through 11. And we see that also in the temptations we experience. James said, "Blessed is the man that endureth temptation." Scriptures tell us in 1 Corinthians 10 and 13 that we will receive a crown of life. God is faithful, who will not allow us, it says in Corinthians, to be tested above what we are able. And so it is a result of this patience and long suffering is a result of persecution, and it is a end results of the chastening of the Lord, of temptations, and also suffering wrongfully. 1 Peter 2:19 says, "For this is thankworthy, if a man for conscience toward God endure grief, suffering wrongfully. For what glory is it, if when ye be buffeted for your faults, ye take it patiently? But if when ye do well and suffer for it, ye take it patiently, this is acceptable to God." And so, what is the purpose of our trials? It's to work patience. The trying of our faith works patience. And not only that, a purpose of our trials is our testing. God is proving us, trying the reins of our heart. He's searching us to see if we're willing to follow His ways, His commandments in love and obedience. Very clearly, in the Old Covenant, in Exodus, the 16th chapter, verse 4, and of course, this you know, they were in the wilderness. They faced uncertainty. There was no water. There was no food. And the Lord told Moses, behold, in Exodus 16:4, I will rain bread from heaven for you, and the people shall go out and gather it a certain rate every day. For what purpose? That I may prove them whether they will walk in my law or no. And then Psalm 95, verses 8 through 11 says, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways, unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. And so, beloved, we have to be willing to endure trials. We have to be willing to have faith build up and mount up in our hearts, knowing that God is faithful. Remember the seed on stony ground in the time of temptation. When trials came, they fell away because they weren't willing to endure in affliction. And for those who receive the word on good ground, which I trust those of you listening have received that good news of the gospel, that good seed, we, having heard the word, keep it and bring forth fruit with patience, as it says in Luke, the 8th chapter, verse 15. Well, again, my time has just flown, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. As always, I want you to know, and I pray for you daily, my UCM partners, my radio family, whether or not you've written, whether or not I know your name, and many of you I only know by name, those of you who are part of the UCM family, but I love you dearly and sincerely. God knows my heart, and pray for you, and look forward to hear updates on how God has answered prayer, how he's moving in your life. I do invite you to write. The announcer is going to share our contact information. Should you email, I ask if you'd like a personal response, although I always will confirm receipt and pray, I invite you to share your mailing address. I love you and thank the Lord for you, and invite you to tune in as we can tomorrow as we continue to share this message, which I trust is building up your faith and knowing that God is with you. He's not abandoning you. He's not forgotten you, but he is with us in all of our tribulation, so we can glory and rejoice in them. Amen. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,